Good morning, good morning, good morning from the West Coast. It's Chinu, and this is Artist Motivational Monday, where we come to you to jumpstart your week and hopefully give you some thoughts to consider as you are starting out on your creative journey. I greet you from sunny California, West Coast. Good morning. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you had a great weekend. It is still early here on the West Coast, but we are up and about, moving around. Kind of chilly, just a little bit chilly outside. Took the dogs out. A little bit chilly, but it's going to warm up. It's supposed to be in the 70s. That's a good thing. Beautiful weekend. Had a beautiful weekend. Sun was out, and it was truly sunny California. Yes, it was. Hope you had a great weekend wherever you are in the world. Hope you did everything that you wanted to do. Still being safe. I know that they're saying no more mask and all that, but, you know, just be safe. That's all I can say about that. Be safe, okay? Especially when you're in crowds. So today on Artist Motivational Monday, I want to talk to you about getting through the process of things, because everything has a process. You know, we live in this microwave society that if it's not done in, 60 seconds, then it's not going to get done. And that's not the way the world works. That's not the way the universal laws work. Everything has a process. Everything has a process. Nothing is insta. Nothing is insta. Nothing is right away. Okay? Everything has steps to it that you must go through to get to the other side of it. And that is so true even in life. There are things that you must go through the process of it. Like when you're purchasing a car, there's a process that you go through. And even if you go in there paying cash, there's still a process that you go through. Okay? There's a process to every single thing that we do on this journey called life. And the problem that most people have is that they cannot get through the process. Because this is what ends up happening. If the process takes too long, then they feel like that God didn't hear their prayer, or God is deliberately not answering their prayer. And why that is wrong is that God's answer is always yes and amen. Now, there may be a delay, and delay is never denial. Delay could mean not now. It could mean there's a process to go through, which would mean not now. Because whatever it is that you're trying to do, because we live in this humanistic world here, and everything that we're trying to do is always connected. It's always connected, okay? So there may be other aspects of what you're trying to do that is causing the delay. There could be other people, places, and things that are involved that you don't know about, okay? Because as you are going on this journey called life, if you will recall, all throughout your journey, you have met people. You've met people. I hope you have your coffee or your tea or whatever it is that you drink. This coffee is delicious this morning. But all throughout your journey, there's people, places, and things that you have to position yourself in to meet. So that could be part of your process. And it also could be part of your delay. It also could be part of your delay. You could be delaying yourself because you're not willing to go through the process. Or this is what happens. People get very negative while they are in the midst of the process. They get very negative if it's taking too long. And they just go off on this little negative tantrum. And then they go off on a negative path. And that's your little detour that you have made. So now,
God has to take time to correct you and put you back in line, put you back on path so that you can come in contact with these people, places, or things that are already waiting for you to get there. Okay, they're waiting for you to get there. Okay. Sometimes the process will take a lengthy amount of time. But while you're in that process, it's your responsibility to make it so that you can maneuver through the process. I think I love the story about, I'm losing my train of thought. There's a story about, we can use the story of the disciples. Oh, not the disciples, but the wise men. We can use that story because that's a good story. That's a good story because they after they had saw the child, they took a different route back to their own country. They didn't take the route that would lead them back to the king to report on the child. They took a different route. They took a different route because that's what God told them to do. Okay? That's what God told them to do. So they took a different route to get them back to their own country. Sometimes in the process of what you're doing, you have to take a different route. You have to take a different route than the route that you had planned to go on. Now, sometimes you put yourself on a different route and you have to maneuver your way back. I know I was on the freeway over the weekend. Something was going on the freeway. The freeway wasn't moving. It stopped moving. It just was like a parking lot. And I'm not one for traffic, even though LA is full of traffic. I hit the GPS and the GPS said, get off on this street, Mountain Avenue. So I got off. Me and a whole lot of other people got off at that particular intersection. And then, the GPS routed, Well, the GPS route, and it was so funny because the route that the GPS, the detour that the GPS is sending everybody on, that particular detour was blocked. It was blocked. So now the GPS has to reroute everybody because the goal is to get back to the freeway. That's the goal. The goal is to get back to the freeway, get back on the freeway, but just at a different point of the freeway. I spent a total of 30 minutes, 30 whole minutes, because the GPS had to reroute. Okay. And by the time it got through taking everybody, and you could tell everybody that had got off the freeway because we were all going the same route. So our GP, or either we were following each other, one of the two was going on. And it took a whole 30 minutes to reroute us to another part of the freeway that we could get on the freeway again and continue on with our journey. Okay. Now that was a delay. That was a delay because number one, I had an appointment that I had to be at a certain time. So I was delayed about 30 minutes in my appointment. That caused me to panic at that point because there are other people involved in this appointment. So I'm going to be late for my appointment. Okay. So sometimes that you're on this journey and this is what is going to happen. There's a delay. There's a detour. There's something that will cause you to have to change your directions. Okay. And I'm going to think of this other story that I was contemplating on telling you about. I'll have to look it up. But a lot of times while we're in the process of doing things, there are going to be some delays. The point or the purpose of the delay is not to harm you. It's never to harm you. It's never to do anything to harm you. But there may be some things that you need to take care of before you move to the next step. Now, the problem is we get stuck in that detour. You get stuck in the detour because then the little voice in your head starts telling you all these things like, I told you it wasn't going to work. I knew it wasn't going to work. Why did you even think that it was going to work? And then you start believing that stuff. You start believing it. And then what happens? Your whole vibration changes because then you get into a negative vibration. okay? And a negative vibration every time will zap all the energy out of you. So now you're in this negative vibration. You're thinking that no one cares, that God doesn't care. No one cares. And that you're not going to get what you wanted and yada, 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 yada. And you go through this whole scenario. But you know the thing about that? Is God is going to let you, he's going to let you stay in that mode, that little negative mode you're in. He's going to let you stay there. Not so that you will harm yourself, but he's going to let you stay there long enough so that you will listen. Because a lot of times when you're in that negative mode, you don't want to listen. You don't want to hear nothing nobody has to say that's going to be positive. Okay? Because the one thing that you have to always remember, delay is never denial. Delay could mean a lot of things. Delay could mean not now. Delay could mean there's things that need to be done. You know, I remember when I was, this happened a while back, when I had a car accident. I could not understand why my car got totaled. And I had just moved into this place. I had just moved into this apartment like 4 days earlier. And 4 days, then my car got totaled. And I just could not wrap my head around that, okay? Because my car was paid for, you know, and immediately I go into, oh, I haven't had a car note in 16 years. And, oh, I just threw myself into that mode. Well, because you don't know what's going on in your life, and there's always stuff going on that you don't know about, things that you don't see. Little did I know that 1 year later, I would be actually moving again, but I would be moving out to a further distance that I really needed a better car. I needed a newer car to make that drive to that further distance. And all of that was in the process of that whole year, because during that whole year, I did get another car, a newer car, and you know, and then within that year, I did move. And the other thing I didn't know is that the place that I was moving to was being, what do they call it? Restoration or refurbished or rehabbed. It was being rehabbed. The place that I was moving to was being rehabbed because the person that had bought it was doing all the rehabbing of it. They had got it at a auction. They had got it at a foreclosure auction. So basically, they took that year to do all the necessary remodeling. But do you see where that was going? It took a year for all that to happen, which meant that I had to stay where I was for a year, okay, before I could move forward. Now, I could have took the attitude that, oh, it's not meant for me to do this. Oh, well, if it was meant, then my car wouldn't have got totaled and yada, yada, yada. I could have went down that path, okay? But no, what I did was the best that I could do. I rented a car when I could. Fortunately, my insurance kicked in, and there's a clause on my insurance policy that rents me a car. And so, you know, I was good. I was good to go. You know, and even though my old car was totaled, they paid me out enough where I could actually go out and get another car and pay cash for it. And, you know, so, I mean, things happen for a reason. Nothing is just circumstantial. Things happen for a reason. Okay. And there's always an underlying current or whatever it is. Okay. So never look at the face value of whatever's going on. So you've set your goals, you've set everything, because everything is, life is trying to get back to some form of being not crazy. I'm not going to say normal, because I don't think there is normal for what's going on right now. But we're coming out of the pandemic. Pandemic is still there, but we're coming out of it. Things are opening up. People are moving around. There's a little more freedom going on. And a lot of you have put your goals and desires and everything. You put it on the shelf for the past 2 years because basically you couldn't move around, or you felt like you couldn't maneuver through it. Okay, so now you can. So now you're dusting it off, hopefully, and you're looking at it again, hopefully, and you are looking where you need to make the changes, necessary changes, so that you can move forward, okay? So now you go back to step one. What is the step one of this, whatever it is you're trying to do? What is the step one of it? Is it moving to a new location? Is it buying supplies? What is the step one? Because that's where you should be right now. Step one, what do I need to do today? Or what can I do today? Okay. Take all the obstacles out of your way, because usually the first obstacle people will say is, well, I can't afford to do whatever it is. And that's because you're looking at the whole project of it. What is one thing that you could do today? Today, just today. What is one thing that you could do today on this Artist Motivational Monday? Because that is the one thing that you can do that will start your process up again. So as you are starting out today, what is the one thing that you can do today to get through the process of things? So hope you have a great day. Hope you have a terrific week. And we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.